Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have online Elise Marie Schoenby of the Rupert Museum. And we've got two important things to talk about. One is an open call to artists, and then the fact that tomorrow is Museum Saturday. So let's start at the beginning, this call to artists, and what does that really mean, Elise Marie?
Now, this is our third installment to put an open call to the public to say respond to the collection. So the exhibition that we are opening up is Abstract, The Hidden Synchrony. It's really all about abstract work and how nature influences these decisions for artists, for color and form. The exhibition is up in Graafreinet at the Jan Rupert Center, but if you not going to Graafreinet, everything has been documented and anybody that's interested can read online on www.rupertmuseum.org under open call.
So, and what do you expect people to do? How do they participate?
So the idea is to look at what we put on show, look at the 20th century modern South African artist and how their work is paired with Oscar Furell's close-up photography on tree bark. And if you're an abstract artist or even a designer, come up with a response, submit it online, and we see if we can, a panel of judges will include you in the exhibition that will be up.
Oh, so in fact, you could have work on display for that particular exhibition.
Exactly. So The panel will decide on the most successful work. A group exhibition will be put together, and that will be on show from February till September next year in Graafreinet.
Well, another good reason to go to Graafreinet, and one of my favorite places because it's close by to a new Bethesda and the Owl House. But we won't go there yet. But tell us now about Museum Saturday, which is tomorrow, and I know that you've got lots that lined up for us.
Yes, Philip. So every last Saturday of the month, we do have Museum Saturday. This is really our open day for the museum, for families to come have fun at the museum, explore, see the new exhibitions. We have kids' creative corners. So in each gallery space of the exhibition, there's an activity to activate the minds and have the creative juices flowing. This is free of charge. So any kid between the ages of 5 and 12 can join, but the adults as well. We all are a little kid inside, right?
I like that. It's reassuring.
There's also live music by Dion Valle. He is a singer-songwriter and acoustic guitarist from Cape Town. So he will be performing from 1 o'clock up until 3:30. And this is all free of charge for the public to join.
And then the exhibition that you have on of Roberto Rupert's collection, it's a slightly new version, a new update of that collection.
Correct. We are in rotation two. So the book features 100 works from the collection. So this is the next rotation. So visitors can see up until, I would say, about 50 works from the book selection.
Well, that's absolutely phenomenal. I know that you have lots of workshops happening that day as well, but we can't tell them about that because I know they're fully booked for tomorrow.
Yes, they are fully booked, but I want to invite everybody to keep an eye on our social media. Every last Saturday of the month, this is happening, and they can book in advance for that as soon as we launch the program for every month.
Well, we might have something to do with it. We always blog about it on Map My Way, so maybe that's also getting the message out there. But I know it's a very special day to be at the Rupert Museum with all this activity and the different spaces that you have that you can go and look, contemplate. And what is the other exhibition that you have on at the moment besides the collection?
So we have Otology, a selection of artworks from the University of Pretoria Museums. That is a fantastic exhibition to look at both modern artists up until contemporary in dialogue with one another, as well as the Johannesburg Station panels by Jakob Hendrik Pierneff.
Always lots of good reasons to get out the Rupert Museum, and thanks to Elise Marie Schoenby for putting us up to date. So thanks to you, Elise Marie. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.